860-0031.
Allstate does a clever commercial about what mayhem awaits you, and they use an actor who is, in fact, portraying mayhem. And that is what we have seen over the last 4 days across the nation when it comes to the weather. I am so sorry if you were in the middle of this flooding in Missouri. 5 people have been killed in Arkansas. We're talking about tornadoes ripping through Kentucky and Texas. And, oh my goodness, a tornado tears its way through St. Louis, including the airport, lifting things off the ground and smashing windows in the airport. Finally, after 4 full days, the airport is ready to roll completely on Tuesday as many planes end up going through St. Louis. But the people that were the most surprised were those that were waiting to get onto flights and then suddenly found themselves in the middle of a tornado right there at the gate. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. And boy, we have a ton of stuff we're going to get to right here out of our own gate. Besides the weather affecting the Easter holidays for many people, also some other things have, I think, affected people, including news of the political sort as who's in and who's out. If you are a political junkie and you're waiting with bated breath to find out who's going to run on the Republican side of things, the wait is still on. However, Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, bails. He's not going to do it. That leaves an opening for potentially a few other people to jump in. Of course, it's limitless at this point as to who wants to do the exploratory thing. Congressman Ron Paul is saying he's going to do that. He wants to run, take another crack at it. It certainly has some supporters. The question becomes, who runs against an incumbent president that really has a shot? What would a strong ticket be? And because normally with the Republicans there is a strong frontrunner and there isn't now, that has some people a little bit nervous. We'll be talking about that, I think, throughout the week. Coming up at the end of the week, big things are happening. The Endeavor goes out, goes up, gets launched, and Gabrielle Giffords, the congresswoman who was gunned down by Jared Lee Loeffner, remember, tragically, who's still working on rehabbing, gets the okay to go and watch her husband, Commander Mark Kelly, take off in the Endeavor. Right along that space coast, baby, as we're on WMEL. Big shout out to all the people there who are excited about the Endeavor going up next to the last space shuttle. Can't believe it. Hard to believe. But I think that's good news. However, people who are hoping to get a glimpse of her might be disappointed. She's not going to be there for the public. She's not going to be out in the public, but she will be at a place where she can see him, and she will be at the Space Center. So I think that's pretty exciting news. And the royal wedding getting a lot of buzz in the United States. People going crazy, setting up appointments to watch the wedding at restaurants and have tea at various places at 5 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 6 in the morning, depending on what time zone you're in. There are a lot of Americans that are very curious about this wedding, kind of like Princess Diana. I don't think it's going to be as big as Princess Diana's wedding was, because remember, Charles was just one step removed away from the throne, but William is right behind his father, and there certainly is interest. So there's conversation about it. We'll be talking about that at the tail end of the week. We'll give you the skinny on what's happening in England and whether or not deep down you really care. But you do care, like I said, about what's happening politically. Donald Trump has gotten the most buzz. Will he end up being that person that represents the Republican Party? I think hardly. He won't be. I think he runs as an independent if he runs. The question is, will he be taken seriously? Roger Madden had this to say.
to Barack Obama. Rash, mocking, divisive, mean-spirited, inexperienced, and when it comes to foreign affairs, fundamentally naive. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. With Donald Trump having entered the presidential campaign, it probably hasn't occurred to the American people that a good part of the reason that Trump's campaign has taken off like a rocket is that the city in which he lives and works is the media capital of the United States. Any New Yorker knows that when Donald Trump builds a building in New York City, it will have his name blazoned all over it. Every New Yorker knows that when Donald Trump gets into a tangle with somebody in the city, whether another builder or a TV personality or a wife or a former wife, his mug will be all over the evening cable and TV news outlets. And finally, every New Yorker knows that Donald Trump is a gargantuan self-promoter and self-aggrandizer. The Republican elite is aghast that another empty suit, such as Barack Obama, is now capturing the hearts and minds of those on the right who actually believe that this political prankster can convince the American people that he can be a president of the United States. Well, let's put it this way. I will take ABO. Anybody but Obama, Trump included, as long as he or she is not a socialist, such as the current resident in the White House. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, Roger, with a hard right turn, and many of you probably feel the same way. However, it's very tough, this is why I said this, very tough to knock off an incumbent president. Gas prices being where they are, if they get up to $5, unemployment still not a good situation for a lot of people, even though we keep hearing, oh, it's the recession is over and it's things are looking better across the country. I don't know where that information is coming from or the statistics are wrong, because certainly that's not what I've seen and heard from the conversations that I've had with a lot of folks out there. And some of you have shared your stories with us here on America Tonight, whether you were a blue collar worker or a white collar worker or, you know, doing something, whatever it was that you were pursuing in a small business, people have been hit very, very hard. All right, I'm going to also talk briefly here because it was the weekend where people were ignoring what was happening. We've got playoffs in the NBA, and we've got playoffs in the NHL, too. In the NBA, the Lakers are trying to hold on, trying to hang on, and here's what Phil Jackson had to say after the game the other day.
Well, it's a series now, 2-2, best out of three. We punked out there in the court tonight, gave them 20 second chance points. They earned them and give them to them, but they earned them and let them gain the momentum of their crowd tonight in the first half, at the end of the first half.
Yeah, and their star player, Kobe Bryant, had an ankle sprain, a left ankle sprain, which can be deadly for a guy who really can move up and down the court. So that was a huge win. Dallas and Portland in their series, that series has gone Dallas 3-2 now at this point with a 93-82 win over Portland. And it's for you NBA fans, I'll tell you what, it might not be obvious as to who is going to get in the end. Coming up later in the week, we're going to look at that with the Buddha Man, give you a breakdown on all the teams, what team is the favorite. Now in the Eastern Conference, it's pretty obvious. Also in the West, and we're going to look at the NHL, break down some of that. Also take a look at the run for the roses, the Kentucky Derby, how it's starting to narrow that field with the horses that really have a chance to win this thing. Stay with us. Much more to come this hour of America Tonight.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Check it out. We were talking about the pain at the pump. And as we continue down that road on odds and ends, I was right about the 34, 35 days in a row, because now we're flipping into 35. I hear it's going up another 2 cents. In London, Brent crude lost 33 cents. It was 123.66 a barrel on the ICE Futures Exchange. And you say, who cares? Because that is how so much is set, just like the 112 and change on the New York Mercantile Exchange, a barrel. So that's how you'll see prices be pushed at the pumps when you pull in. I keep saying when you pull in. When you glide in, because you barely... Have you ever done that? We've probably talked about this on America Tonight, where you are playing chicken with your gas tank. I can get to that one gas station. Here's a little bit cheaper. It's around the corner. And I think I'm on fumes because the red light is on and it feels like it. But if I can just get through that one corner, boom, I'll glide right in there. I hate to say I'm part of the glide brigade. Lately I've been pretty good about it. I have. But many times in my life, I do not know how I got to the gas station in time. And I'm just noticing that I believe more people are doing that when I'm filling up the last couple of times, because now in the past week it's been twice. I've looked around and noticed, I'm noticing what people are doing. And twice I saw people glide in like I think it was like winging a prayer. I don't want to stop in the street. I'm going to have a push to get up to the Petro. I know I can do it. I know I can do it. I can get up. I can do it. I can get there. You know, it's interesting, too. In Canada, our friends in Canada, gas is usually higher there. Price is usually higher there. I was talking about outside the borders, you know, in the UK, $6, $7 in Australia, what they pay. In Canada, the national average price on Monday was actually cheaper than what it was in the United States. So now we're reversing. What a terrible trend. The dollar is sucking wind, is going in the opposite direction. Our gas prices are more than Canada. Oh, the average price, I already said the number, you know, $3.86 a gallon, but the average price, if you want to break it down to give you something to compare it with, is now a dollar more per gallon than a year ago. We were paying a buck more. That's not good. That's crazy. So a lot of you are squealing about it. Here's what some people had to say around the country. Take a listen.
Gas prices are bad. It's really hard to even afford to fill up my own car. It costs $100.
This is the first time paying $75 for a tank of gas.
It's around $95. Yeah, so it's unbelievable right now.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable right now. And I said at the end of the year I thought it would be up over 5, and COP emailed us or chatted us. If you go to americatonight.net, all roads lead there, whether it's through chat or email or any of that kind of stuff, Twitter, Facebook. And he said $5 for the end of the year, and amen, brother, because sadly, I hate to agree with you, but I've said that several times. I think it gets up to 5, too. Ooh, then people are really going to be unhappy. Because are you going to get a raise at work? Are you going to get more per mile at work? Let's think if you're a guy who's a salesperson or a woman, and you're traveling around and you get XYZ, well, everybody's going to have to pay more, bottom line. Okay, so odds and ends, besides squealing about what we're paying for gasoline, Mother Nature, I always say she is wicked, nasty. At times beautiful, but not lately. And the evidence is clear in looking at these tornadoes in Texas, in Arkansas. And Tornado Alley has expanded. Pick a place on the map, even outside of the Midwest. And I was saying this 2 weeks ago. Nobody's safe from these tornadoes. And I'll tell you what, it was devastating what happened, the tornado in St. Louis. I happened to see this video over the weekend, Lambert International Airport. So you think of this, any airport any of you have ever been in, you know, where you're waiting for your plane, and since we have to get there so early so we can get our shakedown by the TSA, usually you're scrounging around for some food, some coffee, some food, paper, whatever. But you're sitting in the lounges. The lounges are filled up because people are waiting to get on planes or in the little restaurants on the side. And people were being tossed around. I'm not kidding. And it was in the inside of the airport, In fact, the tornado was the path of destruction for this tornado, 22 miles long, went through Concourse C of that airport, opened a hole in the ceiling, smashed hundreds of glass windows. There was a plane, one of the planes that was on the tarmac. I listened to someone describe what it was like inside the plane. They were just being tossed around like they were in one of those bubbles jumping up and down. And they were watching, looking out the window and seeing what was happening to the terminal. That had to be scary. Ooh. And people just ran. There was when the TSA agents left their posts. They were running for the exits because debris was flying through the air. I mean, just swirling all over the place. There was some guy I happened to see, people had taken video of it, probably cell phone video or whatever, and there was a guy that was on the cell phone. Cell phone got whisked away. And another thing, there's a tornado in the St. Louis airport. So some nasty stuff. And having been through a crazy weekend where up and down in my own neighborhood, I feel fortunate. We had incredible winds. I thought we had tornadoes around us. I, at one point, honestly, thought that a tornado was going to slap right down in the middle of my neighborhood. Trees, I have an oak tree. It looked like the top of it was bent in half. It looked like a palm tree. And it's crazy. It was crazy, the weather. And I know a lot of you can relate to what I'm saying because this weather pattern, it's Mother Nature is taking no prisoners. I mean, it's everywhere now. It used to be you'd hear about tornadoes. Oh, that's in, you know, Nebraska, Kansas, Texas, a little bit of Texas. But now, with the right kind of weather pattern, we're seeing, you know, really anything's fair game. And that's what pretty much happened over the weekend for a lot of people. They were digging out and praying that, you know, their family made it when they went back to basically what I always describe as it just looks like sticks are thrown all over the place because it's shredded. It looks like shredded wood to me, kind of piles of wood. You really can't make anything out. Very, very, very strange when you go back into a neighborhood after a tornado and these storms spin off and there's funnel clouds all over the place. And that's what's happened, I think, to so many people who were unsuspecting that that was in their neighborhood. Big story. I was talking about the airport there, St. Louis, and, of course, the air traffic controller segging into something different with odds and ends. But this has been a huge story and one that we've talked about. Massive water cooler buzz here on America Tonight and elsewhere. People fly, and now they're wondering, geez, am I safe with these air traffic controllers who aren't answering the radio or they're watching a movie or, you know, whatever. It just seemed abnormally high amounts of people got nabbed for this. So now the National Transportation Safety Board is saying, look, shorten naps. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater, because short naps could really help some of these controllers. If they got little tiny cat naps on these overnight shifts, they would just be refreshed. You know, you could let them get 20, 30 minutes. It would help that fatigue, and then they'd be alert when they returned. And there's a question. Do cat naps work? Could you cat nap on your job, and would you come back fresh? I don't know. Cat naps come back after 30 minutes and be much more alert. I think you have to have two, especially in these busy areas, you have to have two controllers. That's the bottom line. And then, look, if you wanted to take the cat naps, then somebody has to be awake and paying attention. Coming up on the flip side, going to introduce you to a terrific guy, a vet of Vietnam, two tours of Vietnam, and he's trying to help the soldiers of today. Stay tuned. We'll introduce him to you next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, you know this is near and dear to my heart. We cannot do enough for the men and women who serve in the military. I don't care when they served. I don't care what branch. We cannot do enough for these folks. In fact, I think it's great that finally there's more recognition for things that are happening once they come back, like the First Lady and Jill Biden, the Vice President's wife, are trying to push the whole idea that, listen, you got to help the spouses and the kids of the troops who are fighting overseas. So when they're there, right before they come back, you know, they need all kinds of things, just even something done around the house. It seems so simple, but yet people don't realize what's happening to families. And then it's the same thing once the soldiers come back. Somebody who knows all about coming back and really kickstarting it, Claude Regis Vargo, is this guy. What I'm telling you, we can't say enough about his service. We're talking Vietnam. He was highly decorated. He was a tank commander. He did two combat tours. Can you imagine? And this is what's really cool, and I'm going to let him tell the story himself. But he was a high school dropout. He comes back, gets his bachelor's degree in 2 years. It took me four. And his master's in 10 months. And this is the cool thing. Debt free. He's got a book out called Beyond My Horizon, an educational odyssey and combat memoir. Claude, thanks so much for your service and jumping on the airwaves with us here on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Kate, for having me.
Let's talk about first, when you first came back, what was it like for you? Because we know how tough it is to come back and assimilate into what we'll call the real world when you come back to the U.S., and we've talked to many soldiers about that. Take us back to what it was like for you and how you got on this, as you call it, odyssey.
Well, First of all, when I did come back, and that was in the fall of 1969, after I spent a couple tours as a tank commander, I was pretty much a mess, but I did find work right away. Unemployment at the time, believe it or not, in 1969 was 3.5%, a lot easier than the warriors and vets have it right now. So when I came back, I hit the streets of Houston, Texas, and within a couple hours, I was working one job. Within 2 weeks, I was working three jobs. I was so motivated, I wanted to grab life with both hands, and I did. I just got married at the time, and my wife, I had her working two jobs. She always complained she never got to see me, so I got her a job where I was working at. I did a good husbandly thing there, Kate.
There you go.
We were working, five paychecks coming in, because I was in a restaurant business. We had tips and, paychecks and, all kinds of stuff. But I had a 5-year delayed reaction. I ran as far and as fast as I could in 5 years. In 1975 in the spring, it was about, April 30th, 1975, when Vietnam fell. I couldn't take it. I ran as fast as I could, and then I stopped. And I looked around, and Vietnam fell. My brain couldn't comprehend what I had gone through. It was like it was all for naught.
Wow.
My father and my wife admitted me into the Veterans Hospital, into a third ward lockup, where they promptly put me into a straitjacket, experimental drugs, hallucinogenics. I never did get a cattle prod, as far as I know, but I did see him. It was pretty horrendous. The Veterans Administration and the hospitals have changed. I got to tell you that right now. But I was in there. I was catatonic for weeks, I was told. It was pretty rough. My brain just shut down. It finally caught up to me. But fast forward, I did go to school. Later on, and which we'll discuss shortly.
Wow. So that happens to you, and you go through that experience. First of all, we don't want to just leave it there. How did you eventually pull out of that? Was there just finally with the treatments, which were horrific treatments, but something jolted you?
No, not really. It was a long road to hoe. I had electrical shock therapy. I had, combat therapy. Breathing therapy for stress. They didn't call it post-traumatic stress disorder back then. It was combat. Fatigue and then it finally rolled into PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
It was a long row with a lot of experimental medication along the way. I was one of the guys that they wrote the book about that they now refer to.
Oh, yeah. So obviously you spoke out about that. And they, as you said, now the hospitals are better. And so those treatments went by the wayside. But you have to wonder why there wasn't oversight. I mean, why there wasn't somebody looking into what was going on there. What were they doing with these experimental drugs? Do you think it was because, nobody knew. So, okay, we're going to just try we're just going to do this.
Well, it was all experimental at that time. And of course, in World War II, they called it shell shock, then they moved it up to combat fatigue, and all along the way, it was just one big experiment. But I'm finally glad. I really know the Veterans Hospital has really gotten it together since, because I've gone and I can see what's happening recently. I can see where they help not only the veteran, the warrior, they're helping the families. There are so many what they call operations now. They have operations in your boots, Operation Emotional Freedom, Operation A Way Home. It's for assimilation and reintegration, and boy, am I for it. One of the reasons I wrote the book, of course, is to help the warriors coming back now. Now it's my turn to help them, and that's what I'm doing, and I love it.
And when you say help the warriors when they're coming back, what would you tell them? What would you tell someone who comes back? They feel discouraged. They as you said, different situation even with on the employment front. What would you tell them?
Wow, the employment is just horrendous. But what I've put together is kind of a warrior's inner peace plan. And real quick what that is, and I call it PEACE. It's easy to remember. It's what I consider prayer, employment, assistance, comradeship, and education. And if you can, you know, if they can remember that, it's kind of what I did. Prayer, and it just doesn't mean religious prayer. I pray to my grandmother, and I'll give you for instance. I got on my hands and knees and said, Grandma, I'm in a tight. I'm in a bad situation. I owe IRS 2 years' worth of salary, and I don't know what to do. Please help me. So I just consider it, you know, you consider it religious or other prayer, but we can move on to that and to employment. Of course, I work three jobs. When you work three jobs, you can't have panic attacks. You just keep on going and going and going, and you leave the panic attacks behind.
Right.
Professional assistance. I have a suicide hotline right in my phone under HELP. Okay, I just have it. I've never had to call it, but if I do, I know where to get help because I know the suicide rate is 18 veterans a day now are committing suicide.
Wow.
18 a day. I can't even comprehend that. That's more since 2001, Kate. That's more than are dying on the battlefield.
Wow.
Okay? And then there's camaraderie. I've got a friend that I talk to in Arizona a couple, three times a week and just touch base with him. He's been on the couch. He's one of the tankers that I was in Vietnam with, and he's pretty well down, but I talk to him. But he gives me as much camaraderie as I give him. Then we got education, and I took education with both hands 30 years late, but I did it. I went from freshman to senior in 12 months. I wrote about it in my book, Beyond My Horizon, as you suggested.
Yeah.
I graduated summa cum laude in 2 years and knocked out that master's degree, an MMH, science degree, in another 10 months. So I grabbed it with both hands. And let me tell you, when you're studying hard, when you're working hard, you can't have a lot of panic attacks and stay in depression. And so that's kind of my gift to the warriors and to the veterans.
And when you were doing that, because you did it, like you said, you were so motivated, and I think I said this too, debt-free, explain that, because that's what somebody's going to say, well, what about all the money?
How did I do it? Well, it wasn't easy because I was facing bankruptcy, corporate, and in fact, I was involved in a racketeering lawsuit. It was called RICO, all right? It's probably on the web. I got to turn my back on that, but I was in bad shape, and I had lost a business, but I went to the Veterans Administration, and I got them to reinstate my GI Bill after 20 years, after it expired, under another little-known chapter. It's called Chapter 31, right? I got them to reinstate it, and with my disability, I got over $1,000 a month tax-free. All right,
wow.
That was the start. Plus, I got the tuition paid for. Actually, Kate, see, I went to school, three colleges at one time. I went to Cornell University, University of Houston, the Conrad Hilton College of Hotel and Restaurant Management, and Houston Community College, all in one semester. I took 30 hours in my sophomore semester and just aced them all. People
wow.
say, well, how did you go back and forth? It must have been, yeah, it was an online degree. Well, my wife works for American Airlines, so I had a little edge there, okay? I was in an airport a lot. Now, I got to tell you about my wife, Gloria, and working for American Airlines. She loves to help the veterans coming back. And in Atlanta, the world's busiest airport, she sees hundreds and hundreds of veterans coming back. So she loves to help them, and I love her. You know, for her to do that.
Right, no kidding. So tell everybody where they can go. Obviously, we know where we can get your book. You can pick it up in a lot of different places, Amazon,
sure.
the usual places we mentioned, Beyond My Horizon, An Educational Odyssey, and Combat Memoir. But what about your website?
Oh, it's easy. GetYourDamnDegree.com.
I love that. It's great.
It's like this, Kate. If you don't have it like I did, I was a junior high flunky. For 30 years, and so when I got it, it was a damn degree, and now that I got it, it was a damn degree, so that's what I named the website, getyourdamndegree.com.
Perfect place to end this. Claude, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, I sure appreciate it, and you have a great evening.
You too.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Coming up on We Can Count, the NFL might be back in business after 7 weeks. A big prison breakout in Afghanistan. Global warming? Oh, so many of you do not think there is any such thing as global warming. You know how we love the polls. A new poll came out. Gallup did it. And that's what they found. But first, we start with the NFL. Maybe back in business. If any of the players of your favorite team want to go to work out, let's put it this way, at the facilities of their respective teams, whether it's the Vikings, the Eagles, the, I don't know, I'm thinking of teams off the top of my head that you root for, the Jets, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Giants, you get my drift. They're allowed to go and use the weights and all that sort of stuff. But there's still some things that have to be decided. Here's what happened in a nutshell. A federal judge ordered an end to the NFL lockout. Remember, this was the U.S. District Court in Minnesota. The woman's name was Susan Richard Nelson. She gave the players pretty much a little bit of a win in the fight with the owners on how to divvy up the $9 billion in business, all the money that they accrue with advertising and all that sort of stuff, and granted their injunction to request to lift the lockout. So she did do that, but there's still some confusion as to what that means, because the NFL immediately responded by filing a notice of appeal. Of course, they're going to appeal it, questioning whether she exceeded her jurisdiction. So they're looking to the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis. But the league also filed a motion for an expedited stay, so they want Nelson to put her ruling on hold to let the appeals deal play out. Typical legalese, isn't it? However, like I said, if players want to go to the weight rooms at their teams or look at the playbooks or do any of that kind of stuff, whatever the routine is that they've developed, they're allowed to do that. So this is a little bit of a step in the right direction. And trust me, I heard that it was standing room only in this courtroom. You had players, you had league people, and arguments back and forth over whether it was fair, whether there was the right kind of relief, that kind of stuff. The bottom line is, she ruled. So where it goes from there, what happens in the appeals court, who's to say exactly? She did declare that players are likely to suffer harm by the lockout, and that's the legal requirement for granting the injunction. So she wrote that they're already feeling the pain, meaning the monetary damages. So, could be that we're a little bit closer. There's still some other things going on. The NFL did release a statement and said that federal law bars injunctions in labor disputes, and they think they're pretty confident that the appeals court would agree. Ooh. So it might be a quick workout. 7 weeks this has been. 7 weeks. And, you know, they're not even scheduled to meet again until May 16th, four days after they hold a hearing on whether the players should get damages in their fight with the owners over the broadcast revenue. And that part of the $9 billion is $4 billion, by the way, in the broadcasting money. I mean, this still could drag on because the appeals and all that sort of stuff. It might be a long summer, but there is a little bit of hope. Perhaps we might actually see some football being played this year. Whew, that would be nice, wouldn't it? We'll see. It's still the battle over the billionaires and the millionaires, after all. Taliban, they are a crafty bunch, aren't they? You know, they tunneled out about 480 out of an Afghanistan prison in Kandahar. That's what happened. Yes, they were digging. They poked through on Sunday, spent 4.5 hours, got 480 inmates out without a shot, without anything. And most of the prisoners that escaped were Taliban militants. How does that happen? Dead of night. Must have been a prison guard involved in this one. There had to be some collusion. I don't see how they'd be able to get away with that and do that. So they had covered, they had a prayer mat, and underneath it they were digging. And this prison is called Sarposa Prison. And the inmates knew that they were digging, and they finally were able to get all the way through. Can you imagine? That's almost 500 Taliban that got out of this prison. You would think that this puts the war with the Taliban a little bit behind the eight ball. I think it does. Why? What are we doing? 10 years. Are we any closer to victory? So all the Taliban militants that were wrangled up, most of them are out, a big chunk of them anyway, not all of them, but a big chunk of them are out of that prison. Hamid Karzai couldn't be more corrupt. Give me a break. And so here we go again, right from underneath their noses. You'd have to assume that some of those guards were complicit in that escape. You'd have to assume it, right? Let's turn our attention to the Gallup poll I mentioned and global warming. Part of We Can Count. Most of the human race doesn't see global warming as a threat. Is that true? Do you think there is such a thing as global warming? So the survey they did, it was a simple question they asked people. How serious of a threat is global warming to you and your family? Pretty straightforward. What happened? 42% told Gallup they believe global warming was somewhat serious or very serious. And this was worldwide. In the United States, 42% worldwide, meaning outside of the borders, worldwide, and some from the United States. Strictly speaking, in the United States, 53% say they believe global warming was somewhat serious. But that was down from 63% in the question that was, that same question that was posed the last couple of years. How about this? Of the 111 countries that Gallup polled, because they polled everyone they could find, Greece was number one for fear of global warming. They're worried about a lot of things. And 87% there say that global warming was definitely very serious. How about that? You know what was dead last? Dead last. Solomon Land ranked dead last. Only 10% of the people there say that global warming was serious. Yemen, second to last, 13%. China, I know some people listen to us in China, which is the world's largest greenhouse gas emitter. We know that, all the people, et cetera. They were 105th out of 111 among all the countries that were polled by Gallup. Only 21% of the people in China that were polled said they believe global warming is a somewhat serious or very serious threat to themselves or to their families. Ooh, interesting results, don't you think? Sadly, I started the show talking about Mother Nature. Here's some more to fill in the blanks for you as far as numbers are concerned. A lot of people listening to us in Missouri, and the people had to leave because of the levees overflowing. You see that familiar picture of houses that are floating and cars that are underwater, and hopefully as many people as possible just got out of the way. The tornado warnings, all that kind of stuff. Popular Bluff, which many of you I'm sure have heard of, that's a town in southeast Missouri. They tried to hold back the Black River, but with the rain that came, there wasn't much that they could do. They had like 7,000 people that live in and around that area, and 1,000 homes had to be evacuated. Sandbagging, I mean, that was, what could they do? It's too late for that, though. If you have the really super high water, there's no way that's not going to do anything to help you. There were a couple of people that tried to hang back and hold their belongings, you know, get their belongings, and had to be rescued by boat. At least two people were killed in Arkansas because of the heavy rain and the tornadoes. And, you know, you had heavy rain, heavy wind, I mean, incredible wind with the tornadoes from Texas to Kentucky. So I feel you if you're out there cleaning up after a mess of a weekend. Any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me at americatonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Oh no. We woke up the mama.